It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, our mission to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, many Americans, including me, are thinking about traveling again. There's a huge airfare sale going on right now I want to tell you about. And later, you know, medical prices are out of control in the U.S. Many providers are trying to make it harder for you to shop around. Something I discussed recently, but I have new news for you on that front. So let's talk travel. Krista and her crew are, well, they're bold. They've booked a trip outside the United States to, is it Costa Rica?
Costa Rica.
So
fingers crossed.
So Krista heard me during the podcast just a few weeks ago say, why it wasn't a great idea to book international travel, and then the next day booked her family to Costa Rica.
Yep. I did.
So the airlines, airline stocks around the world for airlines that fly enormous international flight capacity, more than domestic, wherever they are, those stocks have been tanking, and airlines are going to look for more money now. United reported massive losses and now launched they've cut back to only three European routes, where normally they'd be flying dozens and dozens of European routes for the foreseeable future, because it's just too hard for people to travel those places. So you are a pioneer, Krista.
I hope I'll be there. I mean, we've all had our vaccines, except my 15-year-old, but maybe by then he will. So my hope is that it will be okay.
And Americans have felt more comfortable going to Mexico, spots in the Caribbean, things like that, and Costa Rica, Central America. People have felt more comfortable doing that from the United States. And, you know, you're not doing that for how many months?
Not until the end of July, so it's a while.
So you got some time for that to work out. But the big action for Americans this year has been flying domestic. And Southwest of the big four, you know, you got the three full-fare airlines, American, United, and Delta, that are very heavily internationally focused and corporate traveler focused. So they got two big strikes against them, with the international flights not really happening and the corporate travelers non-existent. So those three airlines, those three full-fare airlines, have had to pivot to leisure routes and make their money, what they can make, from leisure travelers. Southwest, with overwhelmingly a domestic focus, has actually, on a lot of routes, had higher fares than American, United, and Delta. Very unusual situation in the air travel market. So Southwest has launched a new sale fare cycle with fares starting at $50 one way. Most markets have very decent fares, and you're able to travel on this deal, buying it by May 3rd. You're able to travel, depending on the destination, for months to come. And there will be other sales like this as well. It's a 21-day advance purchase, so you can't buy and go right away. But with any travel you book, remember, you have 24 hours to book a trip, know you have the fare, and then within 24 hours, cancel, and it's like it never happened. And so with that being said, yet another story of the many that have appeared recently on a topic I addressed to you about the problem with car rental availability, and that a lot of destinations, you'll find there are no cars available at any price. Others may be available at $400 to $600 a day or more. So use that 24-hour period to make sure you can book an affordable rental car where you're going, before you end up with those tickets. Even though you don't lose the value anymore, it can be held towards future air travel. It'd be better for you to be a complete free agent and know that you can get around. And now that people are starting to consider going to cities again, in a lot of cities, you don't even want a rental car, and you take that X factor out of the equation. And in cities, hotels, that particularly in cities that are geared towards a lot of corporate or convention travel, hotel rates remain heavily depressed with very, very cheap prices.
Jim in Connecticut read your article about GoodRx. It's saving me a lot of money versus insurance copays. It makes me suspicious of using health insurance in general without first checking the alternatives.
Yeah, Jim, I appreciate your comment because the health insurance industry is really odd. And there are certain things that I find that I don't use insurance for. I gave an example maybe a year or two ago when one of my kids had to have a test. I'm trying to remember if it was a CT or an MRI. And our cost, our net cost through insurance was much higher than if we were just a straight cash buyer at a freestander. You know, for a lot of diagnostics, just like you discovered with prescription drugs, that not using your prescription drug coverage through an employer plan, you likely will save money in most cases just being a cash payer using GoodRx or going to Costco to fill your prescription or something like that. You'll find also with a lot of tests you have done that shopping facilities for those tests and not involving your insurance will save you money just playing straight cash. And as I said just a few minutes ago, I'm going to address medical prices and something you got to know coming up later in this podcast.
Russ in Georgia says, my mortgage company reported a late payment and error, which caused my credit score to drop 47 points. The bank admitted to the error. How do I get those points back?
Russ, this is completely on the bank to fix it. Give the mortgage company just one more month to correct the filings they do with the credit bureau. If they don't do so, or if you don't even want to wait the month, go ahead and file a complaint against the mortgage company at consumerfinance.gov. Since it's a mortgage company, whether it's a non-bank mortgage company or a bank mortgage company, in either case, you may also be able to file a complaint with your state. Because in most states, mortgage lenders must carry a state license. So you file those complaints and suddenly the unfeeling, uncaring, bureaucratic, customer no service bank operation will change its stripes. They will correct the file. And the funniest thing, I've seen it again and again, when you get something fixed by a complaint with either the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or with your state regulators, the bank or the mortgage company will do a non-apology apology and just say the records are corrected. And sure enough, that late pay will disappear from your credit files and your score will go back up those 47 points. But unless you apply strong pressure, the banks don't do right by you on these kind of errors, neither do the mortgage lenders.
Joe in Ohio wrote, I'm looking for an emergency backup generator for our house. I Googled a popular brand and found several sites with excellent prices, but they are all in Indonesia. The two I checked both quoted a $99 flat rate shipping to the U.S. They all use PayPal. I'm hearing warning bells. How do I check these places out, or should I even bother?
Don't bother. This is one not to mess with. Generators are something that go up and down in price based on the prevalence of major storm activity. And so there'll be shortages for a while and then inventories rebuild. Buy conventional sources for generators. And particularly for generators, check the two warehouse club chains, the two big national ones, Costco and Sam's Club. I feel like I'm so rude that I don't really talk about BJ's Wholesale much, but they're a regional and a lot of people aren't familiar with them. But the warehouse clubs do a giant business in selling generators and often sell cheaper than anybody else available in the U.S. But buying them in a foreign country, paying on PayPal, and thinking your money's going to be safe and you're going to get the product you're looking for, oh, that's too risky.
Tom in Rhode Island says some apartment complexes are charging an application fee plus a credit check fee. Some of the application fees are over $100 plus another $25 or $35 for the credit check. Should a potential tenant expect to pay an application fee? Is this fair to the tenant?
So in some states, you can't charge what would be a profit on apartment rental application fees. You only charge your hard costs. That's because in many places, apartment application fees have become a profit center for the apartments. And it is more common that an application fee will usually be somewhere like $25. You being charged $100, then being charged for the credit check fee as well, that's gouging you. And if they're gouging you on the application, what else are they going to gouge you on? If they don't need you badly enough, if they're so occupied, then I guess they're like, oh, well, we'll just get the next sucker. But I don't like that at all. We just looked up, and you're asking about the state of Rhode Island. And in Rhode Island, there is no limit to the amount of an application fee that landlords can charge. So it is, in fact, a profit center for them.
And Amy in Florida says, I used your advice to rent a car using AutoSlash for a trip in May, and I locked in a great deal with Hertz. However, with the price of cars skyrocketing, is there a possibility that when I get to the rental counter, my car will be unavailable or sold to another customer for a higher price? I've reserved a car but not yet paid for it.
Okay. Gosh. Amy, I don't want to create unnecessary anxiety, but what you're asking has happened to some people, that car rental agencies routinely book more reservations than they have number of cars, expecting a high number of no-shows. Since car rentals historically have operated differently than hotels or airlines, where you don't pay, except rarely, up front for your booking, they have software that predicts historically how many people will no-show on a day. And so it is possible you would get to the location and they would have overbooked. But I don't want you to freak yourself out about that. What I'd like you to do is have a temporary backup plan for when you get to your destination, whether it's using an Uber or Lyft till a car comes available and you go back and get that vehicle. You also have the option, because this could be really disruptive, of booking a car rental location off airport in the event that the location at the airport does overbook. But I'm traveling again, and I know with trips that I take, the car rental that I booked may turn out to be a Phantom. And I have been, in each case, coming up with whatever contingency plan I can use to work around that. Now, something people have been doing that's making the car rental booking thing more of a problem is people hearing about car rental companies overbooking are booking multiple reservations for their trip, and that's creating even more phantom bookings. So I don't have the best answer for you on this. I would say it is possible, but not likely that you'll get there and they won't be in a position to honor your reservation. Now, I want you to know the same blood test that may cost one patient a price at one hospital could cost 800% more at another. And price transparency, the non-existence of it, is boosting medical costs for all of us. I'm going to talk about that ahead.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I talked with so much excitement months ago about new rules that were coming into effect, federal regulations, that required hospitals to, in advance, disclose to you prices for a procedure or service you were getting from them or considering getting from them based on the actual insurance coverage you have, and that you would have the ability at any hospital system to comparison shop. Well, I told you about a national scandal going on with that hospitals were using special software that made their prices unsearchable on their websites. They posted them on hidden pages, so they were dead links when you went to shop. So they could tell federal regulators, yeah, we got all the prices posted. But then if you as a patient or a would-be patient went to shop, you couldn't see the prices. Well, now the feds onto this dirty pool game of the hospital systems around the country has now said, you can't do that anymore. You must make it easily searchable for people to shop prices. This is obviously for a non-emergency situation where you're able to shop prices hospital system by hospital system for the condition that you need treated or the care you need rendered. And this is just one aspect. I talked just a few minutes ago about the thing with prescription drugs, shopping around for them, GoodRx and its many competitors that make it possible for you to shop and get these special codes for discount on prescription drugs with lab testing and all the rest. But something that goes along with this is that hospital systems have been buying up medical practices, primary care doctors and specialist practices, so that when somebody needs a test of some kind, diagnostic, that then those doctors, now employees of the hospital, the only referrals they give are to hospital facilities with the gigantic markups. Typically, versus a freestander, a hospital's markup is going to be 500% or more versus going to a freestander or an independent. So if you notice that your doctor is now, that the practice now has the name of the medical center on it, know that just because the doctor says you need a particular diagnostic, you need a particular test, that does not have to be performed at the medical facility. And you just tell the doctor, I can't afford the prices at this hospital. I've got to go to a third party. I need a referral slip from you because I'm going to go outside the hospital to have that test. So you're the one who has to take the action, but the cost savings to you, again, so many of the things you might get done will be a dime on a dollar versus what they are in a hospital, or a nickel on the dollar versus what they'd be in a hospital. I mean, in the least bad situations, it'll be 50 cents on the dollar versus what it would be in the hospital. And even with health insurance, remember, we've all got these big copays now and the deductibles. So you are fighting a system like the hospitals not following federal law and hiding the prices. You're fighting a system that is hostile to price competition, and they're hostile to you and your wallet. So you're the one who has to be your own advocate. You're the one who has to watch your own money And part of doing this is while you're at that appointment, that's when you step up and say, I know I can't afford that here at the hospital. I need the referral slip from you, and you go find your own place. So, you know, I talked about the 800% markups and all that. David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times, their consumer writer extraordinaire, actually priced out a lot of things and what the out-of-pocket would be and all that. And it's unbelievable when he shows the cost, like he was checking things at Cedars-Sinai for lab tests versus what things cost at outside labs and various things like that, with the massive, massive price differences that are available for the same exact thing. Listen to this, an MRI in Los Angeles ranges from, for the same exact MRI, $225 to $6,000. Now, let me tell you, the $6,000 MRI doesn't give you a better image than the $225 one. It just costs more money. The more you know about this, the more you become your own advocate of your wallet, the better off you're going to be.
Okay, Clark, a couple of questions about HSAs and high deductible plans. Blaine in Utah says, I've heard you extol the virtues of health savings accounts, but I'm not sure an HSA would be right for us because we have a son with type 1 diabetes and typically spend a lot of money on medical costs every year. My employer does offer a low deductible plan and they cover the premiums 100%.
Blaine, you are definitely better off staying in the low deductible plan. HSAs, when someone has a chronic medical condition like your child's diabetes with ongoing significant costs, you're much better off not being in the HSA eligible plan.
And then another scenario from Adam in Ohio. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I'm completely covered for medical and prescription through the VA. However, I'm also paying $123 monthly for a high deductible plan. My thinking is that it might save me a financial headache if there's an emergency and I'm unable to get to the VA facility. I should also note that my employer contributes $75 per month into an HSA. Am I needlessly throwing away money by having the private health insurance? Overall, I've been happy with my care at the VA, although there does seem to be a longer wait for specialty visits.
Adam, first, thank you for your service to our great land as a U.S. Marine, and I appreciate your service to us when you were in the Marines. You are paying so little net to build up that money in the HSA with what you're paying for the high deductible plan and the employer putting money in the HSA, giving you the flexibility of care outside the VA system. I think that you're essentially buying $600 worth of premiums to have that flexibility a year. I think that's a great idea.
And then Deborah in Georgia says, I've noticed that hotels are adding charges on top of the hotel rate and taxes, a daily fee that they are calling a hotel facility charge, resort fee, or destination fee. And the fee amounts to anywhere from $20 to $40 per night. You cannot opt out of the fee. It used to be for resort extras such as water activities, and now it appears to be for items you usually get at no charge. How can they legally do this and not mention this stiff fee until you're about to pay for the room?
Deborah. So these junk fees have come about because of all of us shopping around for the best deal online. Hotels are creating these made-up fees, like calling it a destination fee, a facility fee, places that are not resorts, charging these fees. I was looking at a hotel recently that the rate was fantastic. The rate was $91 a night in a high-cost location. The resort fee was $65 a night, and it was not a resort. So it's all about us looking around for a deal. And what you got to know is don't believe any hotel's a deal till you've seen their disclosure on whether or not there is a resort fee. If you use Priceline or other third parties to book hotels, you now can dig down and see what the resort fee is before you book. And that's something that isn't always that you want to do. And I want to thank you for being a part of Team Clark. If you don't know, we have a free daily newsletter. The resort fee for it, $60 a day. No, it's completely free. You can sign up for it at clark.com and a daily deals newsletter at clarkdeals.com.